Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way to save money. Just switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com and at 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. Obviously, the Clippers in the news. There was a point in time where nobody wanted to go to the Clippers, but this gentleman coached him and coached him up before Doc Rivers took the reins. And formerly a great player in the ACC, Tiki's Conference, started NC State for Coach Valvano, distinguished playing career as well, both in the States and overseas, went back to Italy. Nice. Definitely not Irish, Del Negro. Vinny Del Negro's in the house here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, how are you today?
I'm great, guys. Always good to talk to you guys.
Good to have you back,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. It's fantastic. Do you identify more as a coach or player? Right? Because you had such great success as, and I only said this, asked this question because BT said coach, and I didn't. It wouldn't have jumped to my head to call you coach. But you, what do you identify more as?
Probably, you know, now probably more as coach, just because the kids that are watching the NBA. You know, I don't want to date myself, but we're all getting a little bit older, so a lot of those kids don't remember my playing days as much as they remember me running up and down the sidelines as a coach. So I would say, you know, walking around and traveling more as, hey, coach, how you doing? But, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, big NBA fans in terms of, you know, I played most of my career with San Antonio and the Spurs. They want to talk about the Spurs teams and all that, but mostly coach.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense, especially as I start to get older and some of these kids
know
me.
Understand, yeah.
Yeah, and they know me now as a radio host or whatever these other things that I'm doing. They're like, you played football too?
Yeah, exactly. You were running, yeah, you were all right, yeah.
Exactly. Vinny, you know, you were on the Clippers, or you coached the Clippers back when they were still the whipping boys to the Lakers.
Yep.
And you actually had a really good season there. Before they decided not to retain you, and you know the point that's a different, completely different story. But when you look at them now, are they recognizable? Because for so long, my thought about the Clipper was they're a joke. You know, yeah, they have a good season here, but they're a joke. They feel now like they're very relevant, have a real shot at an NBA title.
Well, you know, much different situation now than when I took over. When I took over, the team had won, I think, 19 games the year before,
yeah.
But the reason I took the job is because I felt like we had a player in Blake Griffin we could build around with some young assets. Neil O'Shea, who's now the president of the Portland Trailblazers, was the general manager, and he was fantastic to work with and did a great job. You know, it comes down to talent, as we all know. I mean, coaches need talent to win. We were able to produce a pretty consistent team my first year. Then we were able to make a trade with some assets we had built up my first year to get Chris Paul. DeAndre Jordan continued to develop and be a dominant player. So we had guys we could build around. Now we could be a player in free agency. And my job there was to change the culture, change the mentality, to start winning basketball games, which changes things even quicker. And we were able to do that. Win the Pacific Division my last year, develop young players, have assets, have a value, be on TV a lot because of the young players we had that were dynamic and what they could do, along with Chris. So my job was to change the mentality there. And then when Doc took over, you know, he wanted to revamp things, change some things, which every coach wants to do. And it comes down to being a player in free agency and getting these star players. They've struck out a few times, but they hit the home run this summer, and now they got two, you know, with Kawhi and Paul George going there, they got two star players that are in the prime of their career. And in Los Angeles, with the Lakers having LeBron and AD, the epicenter of basketball is now in Los Angeles. The rest of the roster shape up, but it'll come down to the superstar players performing at a high level, staying healthy, see how poor Paul George comes back from his injury.
Yeah.
And it should be an exciting time in Los Angeles for NBA basketball, for sure.
No, I think you're right. And that's all on-court stuff. And you weren't there when this happened, but how much do you think the exit of Donald Sterling, we joke about it now, but I mean, it was a big deal. The difference now with Steve Ballmer as the guy in charge, and as a head coach, that's intimate to you. How different is it now out there in Los Angeles, just simply because of ownership?
Well, Well, everything, you know, as you guys know, every ownership group is different. Every front office is a little bit different, how they run things, how they go about things, how involved the ownership is, how involved the coaching staff is with the front office. So every situation is a little bit different. You know, Mr. Ballmer obviously seems very involved. We know his success off the court. So they have the resources. They have the ability to pursue kind of any avenue that they want, like a lot of teams. But they've been aggressive in that form, and that's been helpful. So players see that. It's recognized. It was something that I'm a big culture guy, everyone pulling in the same direction, because players see that. If we're going to ask players to do certain things, we have to also step up in the plate, run the organization the right way, support the players, give them every asset, every available avenue to be successful, and hopefully it pays off in the long run.
Well said. Yeah, no, I can get behind that. That makes sense. That's Vinny Del Negro, by the way. 200 plus wins as a head coach. Coached roughly 30 playoff games. He was on the bench for the Bulls too. People forget a couple of years with Chicago before that. Analyst, yep. NBA TV, and we'll get to the 75-1 to odds that have been laid behind you as we get ready for the Tahoe event.
Wow.
And we'll get to that before we bounce. I want to ask you something about Russell Westbrook, but we know one thing. I don't know if you're going to win, but we know Charles Barkley is not. We'll get to that after. Let me ask you this, Vinny, and this is an all-encompassing, every angle answer. The contract, the mileage, the passion, the energy. Would you want to coach Russell Westbrook at this stage of his career?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, the first thing you have to do is forget about the money. You know, you look at, what is it, a little over $4 billion in contracts in the last couple weeks or whatever. You have to put that aside in terms of the money aspect of it. Now, the money towards the value, that's a different subject now in terms of guys getting older and their statistics diminish. But what Russell Westbrook brings you every night is a competitive attitude, energy, dynamic player that helps you win basketball games at a high level. It also helps you in free agency because guys want to play with superstar players. It helps you in bringing in free agents that aren't superstar guys but want to play it a certain way. When you can get your hands on these guys that are game changers and you have the ability to do that, I understand the money, I understand all that, but
yep.
What else do they bring besides that? They're going to bring other players. They're going to make you, your practices are going to be a little bit better, your media attention, the importance of games, the other guys stepping up and having a responsibility and buying into, this is what I do really well, this is the piece of the puzzle I fit. Russell and these other, they're going to do their job as superstars. We're only going to get as far as they take us, but I have to do my job. And I have to better. I have to have good summer programs. I have to take care of my body. I have to eat the right way. They bring a sense of urgency to organizations, and that's what everyone's looking for. That's why all these teams are clearing cap space. That's why everyone's going after the top players, because the league has changed, and the money is the money. But what is the player fit to your organization, and what does he bring? How does he make your other assets that much better?
Yeah, but Vinny, but here's what
more value.
But here's what I would challenge you on. I'm not so sure that he makes the other players better. I mean, I think Harden's different. He was young. They were all trying to get a piece of the pie. We get that. Young Bucks trying to carve out their NBA lore, legacy, get paid. No problem with that. KD said, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Paul George said, I'll come. Now I got to get out of here. I don't see anybody running to play with Russell Westbrook at this point. At all?
Right, but and I understand that. But if he gets traded to, let's say, Miami, where they have Jimmy Butler, they have a very good coach in Eric, and obviously a stability in ownership, and obviously with Pat Riley there, there's a way that Miami goes about their business. They've had consistent success for a lot of years. That's what you're looking for. He's going to buy into that. The other players are, and coaches want to have the most talent they can get. So I understand that aspect. But when you can go out and grab this guy in terms of you're going to have to give up some assets, but what he brings you, I mean, where does it put Miami if he goes there in terms of where they are right now? They're a better team.
Oh, I would take a chance. Yes, Vinny, I agree. I think there's certain teams. I even threw out with Tiki yesterday, maybe the Pistons because you have Blake.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain situations where where you have to go for it. And given Butler's age and given Griffin's age, yeah, then I'd say, okay, let's see if this works, even if it's not a perfect basketball match. I guess my concern, and maybe you could alleviate this because you've been around stars, and Chris Paul was one of them.
Yeah.
I get the sense, Vinny, that his presence, his dominance, his will, I feel like he can almost retard the growth of young players. Is that unfair?
I think it's a great question. I don't think that. I think Russell's going to play the way Russell plays. You know, obviously he turns the ball over. He can be dynamic. He can do athletic things that we probably haven't seen from triple doubles and with his size and just his overall. I mean, his knee, you know, would be a concern, but you look at his minutes, you look at his explosiveness. I mean, 90% of him athletically is better than most guys, 100%. That's how athletic he is. So I just think when you can get these guys, you have to get them. I understand the question marks there, but at the end of the day, he's too good of a player to pass up with his ability. And I think having a structure like Miami will be beneficial to him.
Yeah.
Having structure with Pat Riley gives that a little bit more credence for him. And Russell's a winner. He wants to win. He's going to compete. He's going to do some things that scratch your head. He's going to do some things that you're going to scratch your head, positive and negatively. But overall, I really am a big fan. I love guys that compete.
Yeah, I get that.
I love guys that they lay it on the line. He'll take the last shot. He's going to make mistakes. He'll take the heat. He'll say he's got to play better. He's got to lead better. But I like guys that they give it to me. I can live with the rest.
Vinny D, former star at NC State for Coach Valvano, former player, bunch of years, many with the Spurs, overseas as well. Won a championship there. What was that, Treviso? Was that the name of the team? Yeah, it was, right?
Yeah, Treviso, Benetton.
There you go. And Vinny's with us here, former coach of the Bulls and the Clippers on Tiki and Tierney.
All right, the 30th anniversary of the American Century Championship is taking place out here, this golf event. Now, Vinny, I went out to this thing one time. I played once. I was so bad, I couldn't do it again. So I just caddied for my brother. I forgot my hat. I literally singed my head so much that it peeled off.
Small the brain is?
It was terrible. and then you party so much, you couldn't play golf the next day. It's crazy. Crazy out there. It's an awesome event. You're 75-1 odd. Tony Romo, our colleague here at CBS, is favored to win at 5-2. Tell us about this event and how you plan on attacking it this weekend.
Well, you know, it's unbelievable. It's 30 years. I think I've been playing it about 20, which is hard to believe. Wow. But it's just we're all competitive junkies. We love competing. We love getting on each other. American Century and NBC do an incredible job, and Edgewood here for the course and the facilities and just everything we do is just first class. And the concerts, the comedians, the list goes on and on. The dinners, the charity events, the pro-ams. I mean, the list goes on. But you know, Tony Romo, Mark Mulder,
Smoltzy,
Steph. They're playing in PGA events.
Oh yeah, I know.
So, I mean, these guys are serious golfers. They've been obviously great athletes in their craft, and now their competitive edge has taken them to the golf course. It just makes the event that much stronger. We've had great champions in the past. It's very competitive. You know, it comes down to, obviously, who can handle under pressure, who can make putts. The Poana Greens, they get a little bumpy, but the fans here, the whole thing is fantastic. And these guys are serious golfers. I love going out. I get to play with guys are friends of mine for years that I've looked up to in other sports, other coaches. We get together, we talk, we just have fun. I mean, it's a great week. And the concerts, the family atmosphere and everything they do here. But, you know, it's a competitive event, a lot of very good golf, and a lot of great things we do here for charity that American Century and NBC are passionate about.
Yeah.
And it should be a great weekend. You know, it's live on TV. All weekend. I mean, this is a serious. I mean, we have.
Don't shank them. Don't shank them.
I mean, they're ready to go. I've done everything from I've made eagles and birdies to I've also hit boats on number 17.
Oh, wow.
20 years, you know.
Yeah.
In rainstorms. We've played in windstorms. The whole gamut can happen here. And as you guys know that have played golf, golf is a very difficult sport, but I love the competition. I love hanging out with the guys and love being up in Tahoe.
Yeah, it's humbling, and the possibility, like the likelihood of embarrassment is high. It's on NBC Sports Network on Friday and then on NBC on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. One more question before we let you go, Vinny.
Sure,
Chris Paul, he's 34, just turned 34. You had him when he was with the Clippers. Yep. We saw a little bit of the, discord, I guess is the word we'll use, between him and James Harden at the end of the playoffs last season. How much does he have left? And is he the right answer for what the Houston Rockets are trying to do and comparing him with James Harden?
Well, obviously there's been some issues. I mean, those have been well documented.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you know, those two guys got to figure it out. I mean, if they really want to win a championship, they have the ability. Mike D'Antoni's an excellent coach. The system is built around how he wants to play. They weren't able to make some trades that they wanted to make, which is fine. I think keeping the team intact and making another run at it. The team that they've struggled to get by is obviously the Golden State Warriors, who are going to be a completely different team next year with the injury to Clay and Durant's departure. So who's in the West? The Lakers, the Clippers, and the Houston Rockets right now. The Utah Jazz, I'm a huge Mike Conley fan. I think he gives them another dynamic player off the dribble other than Mitchell. Denver Nuggets, young, talented. Jokic is a problem. Murray's very good. They're deep. They've been together. They've lost now, so they got some things to work on, but they're going to be very good. You can't ever count out San Antonio. The Portland Trailblazers backcourt, I think Neil O'Shea did a great job getting Whiteside, giving some rim protection until Nurkic gets back. So we can go on and on about all the teams. Who can stay healthy? Who can come together as a team? What teams have those superstars that can build quality, high players around them? Bench is important, as we know, depth in the league, so you can monitor guys' minutes so they can be healthy for the playoffs. But at the end of the day, James and Chris have to figure it out. They're good enough to beat anybody when I'm on a roll. We know how tough James is. Chris is a first-ballot Hall of Fame player. He's dynamic at both ends of the court. They got to monitor his minutes because of his health and age. But they're going to be in the mix if they can kind of keep everyone's ego not in check. I always want my players to bring their ego to make them special.
Yeah.
My job as the coach to manage it, to put them in areas of strength, not weakness, and pull everybody in the same direction. So Mike will figure that out, and I think Houston will be not only a good team, they're going to be a team to reckon with if they can figure out all the personalities.
All right. You need to get back on the bench, man.
A lot of ifs attached to that scenario, by the way, Vinny. Just saying. A lot of ifs. A lot of ifs for the Rockets.
Yeah. A lot of, and hey, but isn't there always? I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they'll get off to a good start, and everyone will talk about them, or they'll get off to a bad start, oh, they're not getting along. Then they'll go on. It's a long season.
I hear you.
You can't go high. You can't go low. It's got to be, you know, how you do stay consistent. Mm-hmm. And winning in the Western Conference, you guys know, is not going to be easy next year. There's a lot of depth, a lot of really good teams.
Well, we got to go. But you said, you know, between high and low, you better go low this week. And I might bet some money on you here, Vinny. So what are you? Yeah. To get 75 to 1 odds, what are you about, a 7 or an 8 handicap? What do you play to?
I'm a 2, 1 or 2.
Oh, jeez. Wow. 2. Feel better about this now.
I'd recommend this. Go spend your money and go buy a Starbucks coffee instead of putting money on me.
Never up, never in. This is a great event, the American Century Championship in Tahoe, Reno. It's just on fire over the weekend on NBC. Coach, really good having you on. And I don't know if you heard what Tiki said. Get back on the bench, man.
I'm telling you.
Get back on the bench.
I'm thinking about it.
See you, Vinny. Thanks, pal.
We'll talk soon. Bye.
All right.
See you,
Vinny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.